USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump issuing a pardon today to a champion of women's voting rights in America.
I will be signing a full and complete pardon for Susan B. Anthony. She was never pardoned.
The president making the announcement during a White House ceremony this morning celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment's ratification, which gave women the right to vote, and Anthony had been convicted of illegally voting, and she was fined. Night one of the virtual Democratic National Convention featured addresses from former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and others. Now tonight's night two features former President Bill Clinton and Progressive Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as speaker. And Jill Biden, the wife of the nominee, is scheduled to headline the evening. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
SpaceX has successfully conducted its 100th launch this morning. Around 60 Starlink satellites have been launched into space from Cape Canaveral. The 11th batch of those satellites taken into space to one day beam high-speed internet worldwide from low Earth orbit. The Trump administration's announced it will open up 1.5 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. A document signed by Interior Secretary David Bernhardt will open up the entire 1.56 million acre area of the refuge's coastal plain. Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Jason Bruhn says that state is one of the safest places to extract oil.
When it's done in Alaska, when it's done in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, it's going to be done in the most environmentally sensitive way possible.
The Natural Resources Defense Council says the oil industry threatens the wildlife and pristine landscape of that area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York is one of 10 states moving to sue the Trump administration over its handling of the U.S. Postal Office or Postal Service situation, with Attorney General Letitia James considering legal action over recent cuts. Questions arose over the changes imposed by the new Postmaster General after the White House called for post office restructuring and elimination of overtime to save money. The White House says the cuts are to save that financially strapped agency, but opponents believe it's an effort to interfere with an expected mail-in ballot surge this November. Meanwhile, controversial Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is scheduled to testify now before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on Friday, the first of two public hearings, to discuss recent cuts to the Postal Service. He's then expected to testify before the House Oversight Committee on Monday. Coca-Cola is making it easier for workers to vote on Election Day, the company announcing yesterday that its workers will have the day off on November 3rd to encourage them to cast their ballots. And scientists have found a huge cockroach-like sea creature in the waters off the Indonesian island of Java. The puppy-sized creature lives on the sea bottom, they say. A report in today's edition of Live Science says the discovery was originally made in 2018 during the South Java Deep Sea Biodiversity Expedition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.